Next patient is Ana Cedeño. The last name is C-E-D, like in Delta, E-N-O. First name, Ana, A-N-A, number one. 72-year-old, a Hispanic female with history of CKD stage 3A1. The most likely situation is that the patient has some degree of nephrosclerosis associated to hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the diabetes mellitus. And we have to keep in mind that this patient was obese. She's no longer there. She has lost significant amount of body weight. And the BMI has come down to 28.3. The latest laboratory workup that was done on November the 3rd, the creatinine is 1.1, BUN is 17, the estimated EFR 52, and the protein creatinine ratio is 87, which is within normal range. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is under control. The patient is no longer using regular insulin or Humalog. The hemoglobin A1C is 7.1. Following number, the patient continues to have gastrointestinal problems. She is unable to tolerate some diets, especially the ones like marinara sauce, tomato sauce. We have to keep in mind that she was found with a gastric ulcer, and GI follow-up has not been given, period. I wrote a note to the primary because this patient needs a referral to the gastroenterologist. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control, blood pressure today is 116 over 66. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. The patient is in very stable condition. I have the feeling that this patient is going to continue to be on track, and we are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. I spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes the face-to-face, and eight minutes in the documentation.